What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura here for the 2-Minute Drill. Got a cheer on the other team in Cleveland, the Cavaliers, as they go into the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 2 tonight against Atlanta. Game 3 Sunday back in Cleveland. But a lot going on in the football world as well. The new NFL rules for extra points, they have moved it back. It will now be spotted at the 15-yard line, making it about a 33-yard field goal. Now, the science will tell you, the numbers will say last year when teams were able to line up in the middle of the field from 30 to 35 yards, they still hit about 98% of their kicks. The extra point success rate, about 99%. So will it change things? Probably not a lot, but in cold weather, you might see some coaches more inclined to go ahead and go for two. The two-point conversion staying at the 2-yard line. Now, defenses can return either a failed two-point attempt or a blocked kick on the extra point, or one that's missed short. If that would happen, I'd hope not. They can return that for 2 points. So it's a live play. I think it's got to create a lot more excitement on those plays. That's what the NFL wants. They don't want to be such dull plays that people take off. Same time, maybe a higher injury risk. It'll be something to monitor as the NFL season goes forward. Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, says he will not pursue an appeal against the Deflategate charges levied against his team. Tom Brady's appeal will continue. Roger Goodell saying that he will be the one hearing that appeal as of today. And finally, for the Browns, they wrapped up phase two of their offseason workout program. That was just working out, getting on the field, no helmets, going through the plays. But the good news is when they return from the Memorial Day weekend on Tuesday, you have the first of 10 OTAs. Those are organized team activities. What that means is their practices, finally, 11-on-11, some real football will be played. Now, they still won't be in pads per the collective bargaining agreement, but they will return to work, and for the first time, you're going to get to see the offense against the defense and the semblance of real football. It's really the first practice of the year that kicks off on Tuesday when they get back. So everybody have a great Memorial Day weekend, happy and healthy and safe Memorial Day. Enjoy that, and the Browns will be back in action with the first OTA and the first real practice of 2015 when they return to work on Tuesday. Have a great weekend, and thanks for tuning into the 2-Minute Drill for the latest on the Cleveland Browns. Keep it tuned to the Browns mobile app and, of course, ClevelandBrowns.com.